Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, December 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 2.25 cents at 592.5, March wheat down 9.75 cents at 777.25, and January beans down 2.25 cents at 1266.75. I think the wheat was down mainly because of the wet weather. We're getting a lot of rain, snow mix up in Minnesota, North Dakota, Northern Iowa, into Wisconsin. A lot of the very dry areas have had some pretty good precip out here. So, you know, what we really need is some snow cover, but they'll take the moisture for the time being. And I think that's what's put the pressure on wheat the last few days. Funds have been liquidating long positions. I've got them short now, about 10,000 contracts. One other group has them long 10,000. So they're probably even is my guess, but we'll see what the funds want to do here today. But it seems like the market's open lower than the funds come in to buy it because we still have the dryness in the southern plains. The Fed will be out this afternoon with their comments on the economy and interest rates. Nobody knows if they're going to be in a hawkish or a dovish stance on interest rates. The bonds certainly indicate that there's, you know, no great worry out here. The bonds are at 163. That's a good 7 points off their lows. But, you know, the Fed can do anything it wants out here, so we'll have to wait and see. We're going to get the NOPA crush this morning. The average guess is 181.6. I think it's going to be a little bit higher than that. I think we did a pretty good job of crushing beans this month. Some people think it could even be a record number out here. It looks like the next 10 days are dry in Argentina and South America. That should help firm up the beans somewhat here. But we've got the oil down 67 with crude oil down 63. The meal's up another $3. It still hasn't filled that gap. The gap is at 392.80, I think it is. Let me check that. 392.90 fills the gap. So far this is the second day we haven't been able to fill that gap. This is now the fourth day in a row we haven't seen any exports. Again, the window for exports is running out. We certainly don't need to see 4 days in a row with no flash sales out here. So we've got, you know, potentially dry weather moving back into Brazil and Argentina. We've got these videos floating around of how poor the crops are in Rio Grande do Sul and estimates saying they're down 1 million to 2 million metric tons. So that should be a little bit supportive of the beans on the breaks. The corn market, if we close over 590, it'd be a good indication that we can move higher. We haven't been able to do that. We did it once. If we do it again here, I think that'll be impressive. But the real hurdle is closing over 602. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, a little bit of a holiday market. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.